Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Sly and the Family Stone. Crank it up for a sec, Jimmy. Sly Stone has passed away. They've got some legendary hits.
Sylvester Stallone?
Sly Stone. You want Rolling Stones obituary, one of the most influential, groundbreaking musicians of the late 60s and early 70s, who smashed the boundaries of rock, pop, funk, and soul, has died at the age of 82. He is honestly Sly Stone, Sly and the Family Stone, but Sly Stone, one of the greatest musicians of our time. Crowder, Solana, and Josh Appel are at the Amerant Bank Arena today, courtesy of Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. By the way, just as a little note, the Big Three, you know, the basketball league, their most anticipated season yet, they will take center court in Miami at the Kaseya Center on June 29th, you can get tickets now at KaseyaCenter.com. Let's begin the 4 o'clock hour with headlines. And Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
So there was some Panthers news that we shared earlier, involving personnel. A.J. Greer back in the lineup tonight for Game 3. Puck drop will be around 8:20. Game 2 puck drop was at 8:21 exactly. I've been monitoring this. So Ryan Nugent-Hopkins for the Oilers, according to their head coach, Knobloch, he is a game-time decision.
All right.
All right, so the important stuff. Katie Engelson did the research that needed to be done. So hats off to her. And after Game 2, she reported that, per a source, Brad Marchand and the rest of the Panthers Dairy Queen group found an Edmonton Dairy Queen location and did visit the night before Game 2. Mm. But the more important part, they confirmed that they did not visit a Dairy Queen prior to Game 1. And if you remember the result, Panthers lost Game 1, won Game 2.
Pretty obvious at this point, right, that the key to victory is a visit to Dairy Queen?
Science.
Seems like it.
I mean, my guess is if you want to meet some of the Florida Panthers, you head over to that Dairy Queen on 136 right now. They're probably there.
Eating their banana blizzards.
Well, I don't know about anybody eating that, but...
Yeah, fruit blizzard. You can't do
that's
fruit.
That's what Cunha ordered.
Hey, he's weird. That's why.
He didn't order that, though. You just got it for him. He didn't order
well,
it.
Well, that's semantics.
Is there a Dairy Queen on the Jersey Shore, Ock?
Oh, my God. Millions of them.
Millions.
Well, I may be speaking in hyperbole, but no, there's at least three within 5 miles of where I am.
So you're going to get one?
I mean, I think I'd be crazy not to, no?
Yes.
Problem is, I like the Margate Dairy Bar and Jersey Cow. I can get Dairy Queen anywhere. I kind of like the local haunts.
Yeah, but there's Tuesday, Wednesday. There's two days between the two games coming up. I mean, you can go to the.
You think
places.
I could just get a Rita's water ice and call it a day?
I like a good water ice.
I mean, give me a little water ice, a little soft serve in there. They call it a gelati. You mix the water ice and the soft serve. It's a gelati. So
I didn't know that was a thing.
What do you mean?
Combining actual ice cream with water ice.
Well, it is.
No, I'm just trying to tell you. It sounds intriguing.
It's the best.
Huh. Yeah. I go more for the Italian ices and things because that milk, you know, I have IBS. That milk's going to spoil after a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, something terrible happened to me this weekend.
Regarding,
I was headed to get bait.
Dairy?
On Saturday morning, I was headed to get bait at the bait shop, BJ's Bait and Tackle in Davie, and then my stomach started rumbling, and I couldn't – I'm not going to the bathroom in the bait shop. That's disgusting. So right. I stop at Publix. And I'm like, hey, Publix has nice bathrooms.
No, they don't.
Stop at Publix.
Well, they really don't.
We're in Davie, Josh.
Depends where in Davie.
It's Davie, you know, yeah. So I stop. When I'm walking through, my son's with me, and he just laughs. He's like, Daddy, now you're not buying nothing. I said, no, I'm going to the bathroom. Yeah, that's weird, because you're just going to go to the bathroom and leave? I was like, yeah, son, I'm teaching him life lessons as a man.
Mm.
Someone sees me walking through the produce section and going to the bathroom, and they waited for me outside.
Oh, no.
Oof. But there's a threshold of a number one and a number two. I was in there a good 15 to 20 minutes.
Oh, no.
The lady and her son were waiting for 20 minutes. I walk out post-bathroom, and she's sitting there waiting to take a picture with her son. I was uncomfortable.
It's very nice of them.
You ever think about taking Metamucil so it doesn't take you 20 minutes when you visit the restroom?
I don't like to enjoy. My body tries to trick me sometimes. It likes to play the pump fake game with me.
I'm the same way, but if you're in a public restroom, you got to call the match quickly. You know what I mean? You got to be who's the UFC ref, Herb? You got to be quick. Herb's got to call that one quick. You know what I mean? You can't let him fight in a public restroom.
Well, if I tap out, then I get to the door. I got to fight another fight. Now it's two fights and not one long fight. I'd rather ride with the one long fight than tap out and have two fights on my hands.
No. Nope, how public. Far from sometimes home like Appel said in the last segment, sometimes you got to tell your body's got to say not today. Not today, body.
No, not with IBS.
Not today, balls.
IBS says not today, Channing.
I've told this story before when I used to produce Lebatard show. I'd get in say around noon. And then sometimes I'd have the Dania High Lie poker night that night. And I don't know if you've ever been to Dania High Lie. You wouldn't want to. You see what I'm saying? So I would start thinking to myself, if I had to go to the bathroom, because I wasn't using the radio station facilities either. So sometimes like 1 p.m, I would have to mentally prepare myself. Look, you just got to fight it till about midnight when you're home. There is no breaking. You got to fight it till midnight. And I would just get in that mindset, mind over matter.
I can't do it. Then we had the radio station where we used to go in down in El Portal.
Yeah.
And after you have to walk through all the people to get to the bathroom, the big bathroom, not the little one with the shower.
Right.
Walk through all the people. Then they see you and they talk to you. You go in the bathroom and some salespeople used to come in the bathroom and talk to me through the stall.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm dealing with business. Hey Channing, how you been, man? We got that QC Kinetic coming up. I say, yeah, Barney, I don't want to talk to you right now. I'm uncomfortable with this.
Yeah, Barney doesn't have many boundaries.
I love Ed Morris to death, but we don't need to speak about Cadillac right now.
Very few boundaries.
Just sit down.
I can't believe you guys just don't embrace the public restroom evacuation. I understand the work one, Crowder. And by the way, I live in that El Portal building. Like I go there all the time.
You're late for segments sometimes.
I was just late to a segment actually.
Yeah. You went there at the hockey arena?
Yeah, and by the way.
You boo-booed at the Amaranth?
100%. And by the way, the lights don't turn on. I guess there's some sort of system.
Yeah.
The lights are. So I just boo-booed in the dark, brother.
Something about that.
That's weird to me. During a show at the Amaranth Bank Arena?
Yeah.
God bless you.
But I'm not even. This isn't a situation where, like, my stomach starts to hurt and I can't hold it. I can hold it, but I don't like that feeling.
No, it's bad for your prostate.
Well, I don't either, but I don't like. Sometimes it's just not a it's like not a clean transaction. Sometimes it requires effort, and I don't want to be rushed like Crowder, but I don't want to sit in there for 20 minutes at a public restroom. So I just take the easier way out, which is I'm going to wait till I have time.
I just like to relax, enjoy myself. No playing on the phone and all that stuff. Just it's like alone time. It's almost meditation.
Oh, I can't even imagine sitting there not being on the phone. What on earth could be going through your head?
You just
have silence in your head. No, not me. I gotta be.
That's prime TikTok time. What are you talking about?
What happened yesterday? What's going on today?
Anything.
What's my plans for tomorrow? It's like a meditation.
I'll look at photos from 8 years ago if I don't have an internet signal. Like I'm not sitting there thinking.
I haven't used the restroom without the phone probably since I was in first grade, second grade.
That's
I don't
grade?
Know. Thanks, Appel. Thanks.
Well, I mean, we want to be accurate here.
And magazine.
Have you seen
magazine.
His childhood pictures?
I have.
He was magazine. In the bathroom a lot because there was a lot of intake.
I was well nourished.
A lot of intake.
A lot of intake over in that direction.
I mean, look, it's a dangerous game, though, because then you're too long there, your legs fall asleep, and then you get up.
The worst.
You trip over. Terrible.
The worst.
Once you've used the restroom in South America at a sporting event, which is just a hole in the ground, in the grass, you'll pretty much go anywhere.
But why did you have to go there?
The experience of it.
I mean, you couldn't wait till you get back at the hotel or something?
Well, listen, man, you throw down a couple of choripanes that were 50 cents each. Brother.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Understandable.
We told the story on air. Mm-hmm. After staying in Costa Rica for 10 days, I don't know if you heard this, Josh. You can't flush toilet paper. There's only body actions in the toilet. Toilet paper doesn't go in the toilet. Toilet paper goes in the garbage can.
Yeah, we take for granted our plumbing
situation. But the thing is, you make it sound like Costa Rica is a third world country. I just think you were at a really cheap place because Costa Rica is very advanced.
I was in a 12-bedroom house on a mountain.
I doubt it.
He's not wrong. It's not that Costa Rica is a third world country. It's just that we take for granted in the United States how great our plumbing is because Uruguay is not a third world country. Argentina is not a third world country. I've been in good hotels in Uruguay. They tell you, do not flush anything that should not be flushed, and that includes toilet paper.
Oh,
and we talked about this. Latinos, South Americans, for some reason, Hawk, even now living in the United States, still think that they're not like they can't flush TP, so they throw it out. Like this was a conversation I had to have.
Oh, stop it! You're making this up.
I'm telling you, bro.
What do those bathrooms smell like?
The story was that I was there. I was in Costa Rica for 3 or 4 days, and we're in this big house. A bunch of ball players. We went over there going to fishing. Like these fishing.
Bunch of ball players. Imagine that situation.
Yeah, think about Vernon Carey's bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Big VC was there with me. I didn't even want to go in his room.
So you using the garbage for your toilet paper, Vern?
Hell no. Then we get on a big boat, a big sports fisherman, like downstairs, beautiful boat. I'm in Costa Rica mental mode, Josh. So I am throwing the tissue in the garbage can. The captain goes crazy on me. Pee-pee, poo-poo, and endoro. Everything goes in endoro. Tissue goes in endoro. He goes nuts on me because, to your point, your big ass is down here throwing nasty stuff in the garbage can. Put it in the toilet. I was in Costa Rica mode.
Listen, none of those stories compare to a house in Jersey built 80 years ago or more because they weren't ready for the processed foods like we have nowadays. It was, it's not exactly, ripe for, for a lot of action here either.
Is it all, everything
Ira Winderman,
old or just the houses?
Ira Winderman just texted me, tuned in for some Panthers talk.
Got you, Ira.
Who do you think Ira has the biggest bowel movements on the...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Panthers.
Cola.
I was thinking the Condor Nico Mikola also. Yeah.
Nico.
Fair. That's fair.
A big human being. Feeling that Bobrovsky got loose bowels.
I mean, get a blizzard before a game. I mean, you might be, that's the 10 of them.
I'll tell you what. Sam Reinhart might as well have just pooped his pants on that one-on-one because, oh, my God, how do you miss the net? How do you miss the net
hockey's
in that
hard.
Situation? Get out of here. Hockey's hard. How do you miss the net in that situation?
I guarantee if you ask a player, and I'm curious if Plagans buys this, he was so far ahead of everybody else. There's not the closest player to him was another Panther. Everybody else was still outside the zone by the time he let go of that shot. I wonder psychologically if you'd almost rather have a guy hounding you from the back check as you try and score there. And you know, crappy ice, skipping around a bit. It's all right, Sam. They lost, though. Went all right.
Somebody texts in, I'm old enough to remember reading the shampoo bottle. Yep, I am as well. Hey, we didn't have phones back then. Whatever was around, you read. Same thing in the morning, eating your cereal. Hey, you read the entire box. Frontwards, backwards.
Yeah. I get hot when my kids ask me questions off the Lucky Charms box. I've been up for 8 minutes. Leave me alone. I don't know what Cheetah's top speed is. Let's look it up. You have a phone.
Tyreek Hill top speed.
I do. That is a good point, though, because I do keep – I've had the same magazine. It's funny. Even though I moved houses, I've had the same 2006 – Miami Heat Championship Sports Illustrated edition.
Emergency. Emergency
in my bathroom.
Reading material. You have to have it.
I have read about Dwayne Wade's rise from Robbins, Illinois to becoming Finals MVP 672 times since 2006. But that is my RM. That's my reading material.
Y'all have ADD? Y'all can't just sit there and enjoy it. Like, you can't just sit there and enjoy quiet.
No, I just think you don't think about much stuff. I don't think you have a lot going on up there. It's different for us.
I have a bunch going on.
I don't think you do.
I got 17 jobs. I got 3 kids. It's almost a getaway from life just to be able to enjoy, relax.
I think it sounds like a very echoey, unfurnished apartment up in your brain.
Hello. Y'all need something.
You want me to do headline talk?
I think you were in the middle of them, but you can go ahead and do more if you'd like.
Was I?
Yuri Perez is pitching tonight. I'll help you.
He is.
Yuri Perez is pitching tonight for the Marlins.
I've got headlines. I swear. I guess I forgot. You're right, because I brought up the Dairy Queen story. I guess I forgot that we were just in the middle of headlines.
Yeah.
That's on me.
Yeah.
Yuri Perez is pitching.
They were trying to get to the College World Series. That didn't happen.
Yeah. I swear I'm prepared, Hawk. I've got all this stuff. I promise.
Jalen Ramsey apparently not going to show up for mandatory minicamp, so I don't think there's any chance that they're going to mend fences.
Denny Hamlin won the Firekeepers Casino 400.
Someone say casino.
Eleven, Hawk. Put something on 11.
Do a roll. I'll do a day. Spin right now. You want to do a spin right now? I'll do a spin right now.
Today was media day for the Miami Dolphins, by the way. So we got a bunch of pictures. And I think media day from the standpoint of
headshots and things.
The guys were in there to take pictures and new videos and new graphics or whatever. But we are less than 90 days away from the NFL season opening up.
The roulette ball spinning.
Oh.
15, 35, 25, 5, yeah.
Come on, 11. Come on, 11.
Ah. Oh. 29, sorry.
29.
Nobody plays 29.
Stupid. Put 50 on red.
the color is just, it's inefficient.
Yeah, I don't think it is. You guys have told me this before, but I don't play numbers. I lurk around the tables. And once I see any table that's like three or four of the same color in a row, I pounce. And I put $50 or $100 on the next color. And I'll keep riding it. Because eventually you're going to win. It's just law of averages. It's numbers. 50-50. Eventually that coin flip is going to land on the other side. It just is.
Honestly, not 50-50 because there's the greens.
Well, it's 50-50.
Here's lightning roulette. Watch. Something's gonna be struck with lightning in a second.
11. Now that's a digital table, Hawk.
Here come the lightning.
Well, the Panthers already beat them.
Hey. Put it on the 13, Hawk.
Too late. 3 was the number. 3.
Told you, red. We would have been $100.
We would have.
We would have been $50 richer. Told you.
1-1. It's no fun.
That's dangerous, man. Hawk, no joke. That is dangerous, man.
Bro, you have no idea.
You don't even have to get out of bed.
Bed. Everywhere you go is a casino. Like, the reason I would never play a digital game is because I always like, oh, is it programmed or whatever? These are live tables. So now there's like, I mean, there's no excuse to, I mean.
No excuse.
How could I possibly not be playing roulette while I'm in the bathroom?
Oh, yeah, I love it and hate it at the same time.
Oh, God.
The NBA Finals are tied. By the way, the Oklahoma City Thunder did win Game 2 yesterday. So Game 3 will be Wednesday night. The series shifts over to Indiana.
All right.
Canes did lose Game 3 yesterday in the Super Regionals. So Louisville, they move on, and the Miami Hurricanes are eliminated officially.
That was a hell of a run, though. They weren't supposed to be that far.
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
I mean, really, they weren't.
They weren't
projected
ranked
to be in that situation at all. I mean, everybody's been calling for J.D. Arteaga to get fired, and all of a sudden, he's one win away from Omaha. It really was a pretty electric run. The farthest the Canes have gone since 2016, Hawk, I think.
Although I saw a lot of people tweeting that fact, like the fact that they didn't make the College World Series again was more ammunition for them that there needs to be a change because it's been a decade since they were there. They used to be a regular in Omaha.
Can they sign Matt Mervis?
Honestly, I bet you they faced him when he was a Duke.
You are a dearth of knowledge.
Yeah.
He really is. A wealth of knowledge. I'm a dearth of knowledge. He's a wealth of knowledge.
I always use that word wrong.
Well, I did it on the show once. We had a guest on, and it, mm-hmm. it became a whole thing because I didn't use wealth or dearth correctly.
Josh, you're a wealth of knowledge.
Matt Mervis was a pitcher at Duke too. Oh, he's like Ohtani.
Well, he's not like Ohtani.
I tell you what, that's how they should be using him. That's this Clayton McCullough. Yeah, running me hot.
Running me hot.
All right, guys. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is around 88 degrees right now in
How cold
Sunrise.
Is it there in the arena?
Bro, I am freezing. I'm going to go downstairs right now during this commercial break, see if Pantherland has opened so I can maybe buy a sweater.
Found on that little cheap jacket.
This is not cheap.
Got no emblem on it. That's Walmart.
This is Lululemon.
That ain't Lulu nothing.
Oh, Lululemon, I mean, Appel knows Lululemon better than anybody. Lululemon. He'll be the determining vote on this.
Yep. Confirm that this quarter zip is Lululemon.
I would never go Fulu. Get out of here, bro.
Fulu.
Get out of here, bro.
All right. Doug Plagans is going to join us in the next segment at the Amerant Bank Arena. We will preview. Oh, I see him lurking behind Appel right now. Doug Plagans in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Poo-poo and Endoro. Pee-pee and Endoro.
Hawk and Crowder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Plagans will be our road to a repeat update, sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Doug Plagans at the Amerant Bank Arena with Crowder and Solana and Josh Appel. You will hear him on the radio tonight, 7:30. And puck drops around 8 p.m. You will hear every second of the action right here on 560 WQAM. And Doug Plagans is celebrating a birthday today. So happy birthday, Doug. What is the best style of birthday cake? Is it ice cream cake, typical sheet cake or layer cake, or cookie cake?
Best. I like them all. I like them all. I have the remnants of one upstairs in the broadcast booth that I brought with me today.
From kind.
My fiance and her family gave me a nice birthday cake from it's everybody's favorite, a Publix, straight out of the Publix bakery. You can't go wrong.
Yeah. So good. Cookie cake is the correct answer.
I think cookie cakes last, and I love cookies, but you're wrong.
Bingo.
Well, wrong. That's incorrect, because the correct answer is indeed cookie cake. What kind of Publix cake is it? Is it a vanilla buttercream frosting?
It's really good. I know that. I crushed a big chunk of it last night. I don't know the technical terms.
You want me to go inspect it up there afterward over the show?
Yeah, you can give it a rundown, but it's got different kinds of – it's got all the different colors of icing, and it's got different cake on the inside. It had my name on it. It was a beautiful cake, and I know I can already tell you, Bill Lindsay's probably going to take a big chunk off it a little bit later on.
That's what he's supposed to do.
Well, happy birthday, Plagans.
Thank you.
We're glad you're here with us. You've watched – I asked this of Appel earlier. You know, you watch games one and two play out. Can you extrapolate anything other than these are two wildly evenly matched teams?
Well, first and foremost, and we've talked about it off the air, we've talked about it on the air, these are the two most deserving teams to be in this position. These are the best two teams in their respective conferences. These are the best two teams in the National Hockey League. And in about a week and a half or less, depending on how things go, we'll find out which one is the best team coming out of this series. So it's a matchup that I think the people following this across North America and across the world are really getting a treat here between the Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers. As far as evenly matched, I think both teams have different areas of strength. I've heard this topic talked about a lot, but where you can tell that these two teams are so evenly matched, you look at the roads that the Panthers and the Oilers have taken to get here, and there was, with all due respect to the opponents that both teams have played, there were long stretches where the Panthers and the Oilers both completely dominated their opponents.
Yep.
And the series at times, the Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes, the Oilers and the Dallas Stars, just looking at those conference final series, there were stretches where the opponents put up a good fight, but eventually the Panthers and the Oilers were too much for Carolina and for Dallas to handle. In this series, we've seen stretches in both games where one team is in full control and the other team has been able to seize control back, and it's shifted back and forth. In the other series these teams have played, the opponents haven't been able to do that. They haven't been able to take control back once, whether it was the Panthers or Edmonton, have gotten control of hockey games. So we've seen in this series already, it's shifted back and forth. Both teams have areas where they're particularly strong. Both teams are very deep. Look at Edmonton. Zach Hyman's not in the lineup. That was a 50-goal scorer a couple of years ago. They don't have him, and they're still an extremely dangerous team. So this is as tight a matchup, I think, as we've had in recent years. And the one thing I think that can play in the Panthers' favor, there are a handful of things, obviously, that can play in the favor of both teams because they both have particular strengths. But I think the Panthers are built for a long series. The Panthers are built to wear teams down. And I think we saw some of that looking at the double overtime in game two. As the game went on, there were certain players on the Panthers who seemed like they were picking up steam as the game went along, or just looked like they didn't look like they were playing a fifth period of hockey. Whereas once we got deep into the third period, into overtime, into double overtime, there were a couple of Edmonton Oilers that I thought kind of maybe that were making an impact early that kind of drifted from the scene as the game went on. Didn't feel like I said Evander Kane's name nearly as much in the third and in overtime as I did in period number one and period number two, for example, just one guy back in game two. I think the Panthers are built to outlast an opponent, and we'll see. We'll see if that's something that can favor the Panthers as this series goes along.
And, Doug, exhilarating hockey. These games have been amazing.
As good as it gets.
Yes.
If you're introducing somebody to the sport of hockey, Bill Lindsay and I talked about this. If there's somebody you want to turn on to the sport who maybe hasn't watched it much or has never watched it at all, get them caught up. Show them the first two games of this series and then get them tuned in tonight.
My sister was watching just randomly because I wasn't going to turn the channel, and she was like, this damn hockey's cool because it was just so much going on. It's so many good players, so many great plays. But I talked about it where I always say when I saw the Panthers' success, it was the 1-2, 3-2 games. 7 in the first game, 9 total goals in the second game, averaging 8 goals a game. Do you see that? You talk about the wearing them down and, you know, the length of these series. Can you see it going 8 goals a game in total goals for the entire 7 games? Or would this kind of, I would say, even out or regress to the mean at some point?
I think when the series began, anytime a series starts, you're going to get maybe a little bit of a feeling out period between the two teams. So you might have a game like that, maybe like game one. Of course, game two is a 5-4 final score. It wouldn't surprise. I put it this way. I don't think we're going to see anything. I don't think we're going to see 7-6 or 8-7. I don't think we're going to see any more than what we've already had. And I feel like we might be in for a 2-1, 3-2 type of game here coming up at some point in time. It just seems like as series goes on, these two teams are so good. And they both, this is where the Oilers are a little different than in years past. They are able now, with this group they have, they can grind a game out if they have to. And they have a group that will willingly defend and keep a game tight. We saw that going back to their first-round series against L.A. They are a different team now in that regard, and they're very well coached, just like the Panthers are. So they're a team. Both these teams are perfectly content to try and grind a game out, to try and wear down an opponent.
the Panthers, though, and, you know, a couple of conversations I had earlier today, talked to a couple of the players. The Panthers players the last couple of years, they've been comfortable playing in close games. Also, talking to Paul Maurice, there is a difference between a tight game and a close game. 5-4 may not exactly be a tight game necessarily, because clearly there were stretches where both teams were able to get a lot going offensively. But both of these teams, and especially this Panthers group, they're very comfortable in close games. And Sergei Bobrovsky, I think you point to him first of all, because even if a couple of pucks get by, and I mean, he's seen plenty of rubber in the first two games of the series, but even if a couple of pucks get by, that's not going to faze him. And you look back to overtime, for example, the other day, sometimes the biggest factor in a save is the timeliness of it. And Sergei Bobrovsky came up with some big saves in the third and into overtime that obviously were extremely instrumental in helping the Panthers get over the hump. And that calmness that he shows, regardless of the situation, clearly reverberates throughout this entire team. And I know we're not breaking any ground here, and I'm not undermining Stuart Skinner, but there is one goalie in this matchup, and who knows what the future holds, but there is one goalie in this matchup who, the second he's done playing, you can start the clock. He is going to have a plaque up in Toronto at the Hall of Fame. And there is one goalie in this series who has had a bit of a roller coaster ride this season. Stuart Skinner, don't forget, he lost the number one job earlier in the playoffs in round one. And then because the backup, Calvin Pickard, got injured, he wound up back into the goal crease, has been really good since. So he's had a lot of ups and downs. Sergei Bobrovsky just has locked this thing in, and he's been moving along very consistently here, going back over the last couple of years.
For obvious reasons, it's unfortunate that Corey Perry tied the game, because nobody's really talking about the save that Bobrovsky made on Draisaitl going from right to left on the cross. That was an unbelievable save and would have been the highlight of the game had the Panthers ended up winning. But Paul Maurice was asked this morning about Alexander Barkov and said they were trading him. So I hope you enjoy the next couple of games that you get to call Barkov's games. But in all seriousness, I don't think there's concern is the right word when you look at his first two games, but I guess uncharacteristic would be just when you look at the stat sheet and you see the plus-minus and you just see just not a lot of offensive production. Can you just shed a little light on how difficult his job and his role is in this series up against McDavid?
I'm glad you let it down that road, because I've heard people discuss this, that you haven't seen necessarily the production point-wise out of Barkov or Reinhardt maybe in the first two games of this series.
Guilty.
That you might be accustomed to seeing. But there are a couple of different layers to this. They are being trusted with the responsibility of trying to keep in check two of the five best players in the National Hockey League, Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, and Connor McDavid, who is the most unique skill set that the sport has ever seen. Nobody's been able to do at full speed what Connor McDavid can do. It's just never happened in the history of the sport. And you have two guys in Barkov and Reinhardt. They're leaders on this team. There's absolutely no ego whatsoever between those two guys. If the Panthers win the Stanley Cup and neither of those guys even get a point in the series, they will look at this as a success. They did their job. They kept Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl at bay as much as you can. The Panthers have depth scoring. They can get production from a lot of different places. So they are obviously two guys who are always, even though they're all world forwards, they very much take pride in the defensive side of the game. And obviously their first order of business when they're matched up against those big guns from Edmonton is to try and keep them in check as much as humanly possible. So that's a luxury that the Panthers have. You can lean on guys like that to try and hold down the big guns on the other side, knowing that you're getting the kind of production that you are from Sam Bennett and his line, from Brad Marchand, who's arguably been the best player on the ice for either team here in the first two games of the series. The Panthers can get that offense from elsewhere. So when you can lean on your, you know, multiple time Selke Trophy winner to try and shut down the opposition, it's a luxury that the team has. And trust me, I think he will get his opportunities at some point throughout this series. Both of them will.
Something else that, you know, I saw a lot of people not complaining about Doug, but just saying, okay, second period in game two, that was I tweeted out, that was the best 20 minutes of hockey I think I've ever seen from any team. The way that the Panthers just dominated that period, and then they have the lead, one goal lead going into to the third period. And it just seemed like, rather than imposing their will like they did in the second period, they were just defensively trying to clear the puck, playing almost a different style. Is it because they changed the style that they were playing to be more, a little bit more defensive because they're holding on to the lead? Or is it, as you're saying, they're tasked with going up against two of the best players, the best duo, and maybe the best player ever, certainly in the conversation, it just is what it is. The brand of hockey has to change when you're holding on to that lead.
Well, look at it this way. For one reason or another, the Panthers have dominated the second period of each game in this series, whether it be a combination of the Panthers making adjustments after the first each game, coming in, feeling good about their game in the second period, whether it be the long change affecting the Edmonton Oilers in the second period, whatever the situation is, the Panthers have just dominated the second periods in each of these games. I think what it also illustrates is this Edmonton team, you can defend against them, you can do what you need to do, but it's impossible to totally shut them down. They are going to get their chances no matter what you're going to do. And I don't think you've been able to say the same thing about the other opponents the Panthers have played. And that speaks to what this Edmonton team has been able to do, because the Panthers played the Lightning and they played the Toronto Maple Leafs, who are two high-octane, quick-strike type of offenses, and the Panthers were able to hold them down. And Carolina maybe doesn't have the star power of those other teams that I've mentioned, but they have a reputation of being a team that just comes at you and is relentless. And there were times that they couldn't get anything going against the Panthers in the conference final. I think what it speaks to it is really just the quality of the opponent the Panthers are dealing with. You can shut them down for stretches, but you have to know that it doesn't take much time or space for Edmonton to get one of those golden opportunities, and because of that, they're never out of a hockey game. So I think that's the big thing, is it speaks to the level of opponent, and it goes back to what we talked about right off the top. Both of these teams have had stretches where they've controlled the games, and both these teams have been able to take control back at points throughout games.
I hate Connor McDavid. I don't know if it's a question.
Did you guys have a run-in downstairs?
No, he's just too good. Josh explained to him earlier, he's a created player. It's like his skates move faster than everybody else. When he split our best two defenders and passed it to Draisaitl, it gets on my nerves that he's so damn good. I don't even know if it's a question.
So it's true. If you, again, this goes back to the idea of if there's somebody out there who has never watched hockey before, if you are just new to the sport, credit where it's due. Number 97 on the Edmonton Oilers, Connor McDavid, is a special athlete. He is just one of, I think the term generational talent might get thrown around a little bit too loosely nowadays. I feel like every time we have a draft, whoever the first five picks are always generational players. Connor McDavid is a generational player. These guys don't come around all the time. And it's true. What he can do at full speed, it's unmatched in the history of the sport. It's not hyperbole. I'm not just throwing it out there. At full speed, nobody's ever been able to do what he can do with the puck on his stick. And it's a challenge to defend, and it's why it's a big reason why Edmonton is never out of a hockey game. And it also makes you think about the fact that I know they had to travel, but 2 days between games here. After this, 2 days between games. I would expect maybe they go with the quote-unquote nuclear option. Maybe we see Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl together even more tonight than we have in the first two games of the series. But I don't think Chris Knobloch is going to be shy about throwing 97 over the boards, knowing that there's been a couple days since the last game. There's going to be a couple days before the next game. And he is even a tired Connor McDavid is more dangerous than a lot of players. So I'd expect to see him out on the ice quite a bit.
Another birthday question for you. Sorry, Hawk, but we talk about
we have no time for more questions.
Oh, Appel. Sorry.
I mean, you got to know the show at this point.
Uh-oh.
I mean, he's got to know the
show
at
this point. There was a pause, and I thought that was normally the order is you, Crowder, me, and then Solana.
Our New Jersey Bureau has spoken up.
Well, I believe the order is me, Crowder, Solana, Appel.
That's not how we did it today.
Mm. Well, you jumped the gun. You jumped over Solana.
You both
his
pointed at me.
Well, his name's on the show, though.
I defer. I defer that third option play against to Appel, because if not, he gets a little moody with me or whatever. So.
You can see already he's a little moody. No, we have no time, because the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up, Josh, and we've got a lot of stuff to get to. Unless you have a very important birthday question.
It's not important.
Well, go ahead. Now I want to hear it.
Sip Club.
Was there anything special for the Sip Club on your 40th birthday?
There wasn't. They didn't roll out a red carpet. I didn't get a free pastry. I did go this morning, though, on the
did
way to morning skate.
Did you know he was
going to
have Sip Club, or did you guess that, Crowder?
He said it earlier.
I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. I knew something pertaining to the Sip Club was on the way.
Happy birthday, Plagans. We love you.
Thank you very much.
You can hear Plagans tonight. 7:30 pregame and 8 o'clock puck drop right here on 560 UAM. Why didn't you just blurt out Sip Club and we could have moved on with our lives?
It's a good club to be in.
Sip Club.
All of a sudden, he's like starting by delivering the Gettysburg Address. Just yell out Sip Club. He yelled out, I hate Connor McDavid. And then said several times, I'm not certain if that's a question, when everyone knows it's not a question.
You know what? They offered me $2 off a breakfast sandwich today.
Oh, so the Sip Club did give
me
a
deal. But I didn't
get
a breakfast sandwich, so it didn't apply.
He said Sip Club again.
Hear that, Panera Bread?
There you go. Doug Plagans, radio voice for your Florida Panthers.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I don't know that I've ever paid enough attention to see the onion volcano.
What?
Huh? Hawk and Crowder.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.